down and head out on the highway, looking for adventure and whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Now that you've got the boss and explode into space. I love to be
easy there, old girl. Slow down. Howdy, Biker Bob here, and you're listening to the Biker Bob Podcast. Now today we're going to talk about biker apparel. That's what we wear in the biker lifestyle. First thing I have to say is, thank God he made cows, because a biker's most important material is leather. Where would us bikers be without it? I mean, there ain't a tougher fabric on God's creation to deal with road rash than good old leather. Hey, your first men on Earth wore leather. Cavemen wore leather, right? Adam and Eve wore leather, right? Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, cowboys and Indians, they all wore leather. Because leather is the toughest and most durable material God ever created. And that's why us bikers use it still today. Now, first of all, we start with the motorcycle boot. Now, the black harness motorcycle boot is what I usually wear. I've worn them for 40 years. They're 13 inches high that come up over the calf to protect you against burns or scratches or anything else on your bike. They got the neoprene oil-resistant sole and heel. The oil tan leather upper, Goodyear well construction. You can depend on Goodyear. And that's what I wear for a motorcycle boot. Now, you can either wear steel toe or non-steel toe. I got a pair of each, just in case. Now, next is a leather vest. Now, my choice of vest is a side-lace leather vest with fully lined, four-snap button closure, two side pockets and an inside pocket, adjustable elastic cord slide lace for added comfort and elastic cord made of soft touch leather. You can't beat it for comfort and durability. If you're a biker, you gotta wear a leather vest. Now, for pants, blue jeans, basic blue or black. Let's move on. Now, to hold them blue jeans up, a black leather belt, preferably with a Harley-Davidson belt buckle. That's what I wear. Now, for a t-shirt, you can wear one of your 25 or 30 Harley-Davidson black t-shirts that has a Harley-Davidson emblem on it, or an eagle, or whatever you prefer, but it's got to say Harley-Davidson, right? Right. Now, jacket. Now, when you're riding your bike is when I usually wear my leather jacket. I've got a black one and I've got a brown one. And I don't know, I kind of like the black one. It's older. I've had it for quite a while. But it doesn't matter. As long as it's leather, wear it when you ride. And I usually wear my riding jacket when it's cool out, on cool nights, when I go to the bar. That's a good time to wear it too. But other than that, I never wear a leather jacket. Now also, when you ride, you want a good pair of comfortable leather gloves. Something that fits you real good when you grab around the handle grips or when you squeeze the clutch and the brake. You want something that's going to be real comfortable and isn't very hot, make your hands sweat. So a nice comfortable pair of leather gloves. And when I ride, I never wear a helmet. I do have a helmet in case someone else rides with me, but I never wear a helmet myself. I either wear my leather do-rag or just a Harley bandana around my head when I ride. To hell with the brain buckets. And probably one of the most important articles that you wear when you ride and is most forgotten is a good pair of sunglasses. I don't mind spending a few extra bucks on a good pair of sunglasses, because when you're riding in the sun in the afternoon, man, it cuts that glare. You got to have a good pair to cut that glare, because your life may depend on it. And besides, you can get a good pair to make you look cool, too. I have a pair of Ray-Bans. I always buy Ray-Ban, I guess, because they're expensive, but they're good glasses to wear, and they look cool, too. And if you want to spend a little extra money, you can always buy a nice pair of riding chaps to go over your leggings when you're riding. I don't wear chaps myself. I think they're uncomfortable, but some people like them. And they might save your ass from road rash when you have a wipe out, you know. But, you know, if you feel like you want to get a pair and you want to look cool, like the cowboys, go ahead and invest in a nice set of riding chaps. Well, I guess I about covered everything. Boots, jeans, vest, gloves, jacket, sunglasses. And if you want to wear a helmet, that's totally up to you. What's that? Well, if you want to buy leather jockey shorts, that's a personal decision, I guess. This is Biker Bob, and you're listening to the Biker Bob Podcast. Remember, live to ride, ride to live. Hell yeah. I'm out of here, y'all. Bob here, and you're listening to the Biker Bob Podcast. Now, today we're going to talk about biker apparel. That's what we wear in the biker lifestyle. First thing I have to say is, thank God he made cows, because a biker's most important material is leather. Where would us bikers be without it? I mean, there ain't a tougher fabric on God's creation to deal with road rash than good old leather. Hey, your first men on earth wore leather. Cavemen wore leather, right? Adam and Eve wore leather, right? Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, cowboys and Indians, they all wore leather. Because leather is the toughest and most durable material God ever created. And that's why us bikers use it still today. Now, first of all, we start with the motorcycle boot. Now, the black harness motorcycle boot is what I usually wear. I've worn them for 40 years. They're 13 inches high that come up over the calf to protect you against burns or scratches or anything else on your back. They got the neoprene oil-resistant sole and heel. The oil tan leather upper, Goodyear well construction. You can depend on Goodyear. And that's what I wear for a motorcycle boot. Now, you can either wear steel toe or non-steel toe. I got a pair of each, just in case. Now, next is a leather vest. Now, my choice of vest is a side-lace leather vest with fully lined, four-snap button closure, two side pockets and an inside pocket, adjustable elastic cord slide lace for added comfort and elastic cord made of soft touch leather. You can't beat it for comfort and durability. If you're a biker, you gotta wear a leather vest. Now, for pants, blue jeans. Basic blue or black. Let's move on. Now, to hold them blue jeans up, a black leather belt. Preferably with a Harley Davidson belt buckle. That's what I wear. Now, for a t-shirt, you can wear one of your 25 or 30 Harley Davidson black t-shirts that has a Harley Davidson emblem on it, or an eagle, or whatever you prefer, but it's got to say Harley Davidson, right? Right. Now, jacket. Now, when you're riding your bike is when I usually wear my leather jacket. I've got a black one and I've got a brown one. And I don't know, I kind of like the black one. It's older. I've had it for quite a while. But it doesn't matter. As long as it's leather, wear it when you ride. And I usually wear my riding jacket when it's cool out, on cool nights, when I go to the bar. That's a good time to wear it too. But other than that, I never wear a leather jacket. Now also, when you ride, you want a good pair of comfortable leather gloves. Something that fits you real good when you grab around the handle grips or when you squeeze the clutch and the brake. You want something that's going to be real comfortable and isn't very hot, make your hands sweat. So a nice comfortable pair of leather gloves. And when I ride, I never wear a helmet. I do have a helmet in case someone else rides with me, but I never wear a helmet myself. I either wear my leather do-rag or just a Harley bandana around my head when I ride. To hell with the brain buckets. And probably one of the most important articles that you wear when you ride, and is most forgotten, is a good pair of sunglasses. I don't mind spending a few extra bucks on a good pair of sunglasses, because when you're riding in the sun in the afternoon, man, it cuts that glare. You got to have a good pair to cut that glare, because your life may depend on it. And besides, you can get a good pair to make you look cool, too. I have a pair of Ray-Bans. I always buy Ray-Ban, I guess, because they're expensive, but they're good glasses to wear, and they look cool, too. And if you want to spend a little extra money, you can always buy a nice pair of riding chaps to go over your leggings when you're riding. I don't wear chaps myself. I think they're uncomfortable, but some people like them. And they might save your ass from road rash when you have a wipe out, you know. But, you know, if you feel like you want to get a pair and you want to look cool, like the cowboys, go ahead and invest in a nice set of riding chaps. Well, I guess I about covered everything. Boots, jeans, vest, gloves, jacket, sunglasses, and if you want to wear a helmet, that's totally up to you. What's that? Well, if you want to buy leather jockey shorts, that's a personal decision, I guess. This is Biker Bob, and you're listening to the Biker Bob Podcast. Remember, live to ride, ride to live. Hell yeah. I'm out of here, y'all.